The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I'm a hoarder, and I'm not afraid to admit it. Let's discuss. Happy Wednesday morning. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Tell him what you hoard, Dana.
Well, Automatic and I are married, okay? And our daughter went to the grocery store. She's driving now. I love it. Remember when you were young, you got to go drive, get bread and stuff, and you were real happy about that? She brought her boyfriend over. They are unloading the groceries into the refrigerator, and he is a bit shocked that I have some extra coffee creamer in there.
Tell him how much extra is.
There might or might not be 16 to 20 bottles in there. I don't know.
Of coffee creamer. What? All specialty ones.
Let me tell you, it is the season of fall. These particular flavors only come around once a year. People buy them and flip them on eBay for 10 times the amount. So as soon as I see them go on the shelf, I go buy as many as I can because I don't want to have to pay double. You know what? I could flip these right now on eBay, but I'm not going to do that.
But you won't. Because you drink them all.
Because I drink them, so I don't see the problem.
I don't think hoarder is the word. I think an addict might be the word.
Maybe.
Dana's basically a hype beast for coffee creamer.
I am. I am stock X for coffee creamer. All the sneakerheads will understand. If you're not a sneakerhead, you don't get it. But trust me, I could sell this creamer for way more money.
What is your favorite coffee creamer, though? If there was like a Dana's
choice. Oh, my gosh. Dana's Automatic choice. Just discovered Coffee Mate Abuelita Chocolate flavor. It's so good.
I'm not helping with her addiction here, Anthony. If I see something. The store, I'm like, oh, maybe Dana wants to try this out.
Hating the problem. No,
he's the
dude.
One that brought it home. And then I had to go to Target and Walmart and look for like four different ones because you couldn't find it.
It's like a little Bonnie and Clyde of coffee
also,
creamer over here.
The butter brown chocolate chip cookie flavor.
That sounds fire, though.
Bro, yeah. Come on now. See,
and then you do what she does on top of this? She mixes them together to make her own flavors.
You know what? Somebody hit me up. I want to release my
it's
own
like the crack wasn't good enough.
Coffee
She's
creamer.
Not making a better crack.
I thought my problem with me and Chipotle, like silverware, like the taking the forks and the knives and stuff from Chipotle was bad. I don't feel so bad about my thing right now, dude.
I don't take the forks and knives, Anthony. I only take napkins from every fast food joint we go into. I'm like, I got to pay all this extra money. I'm going to take your napkins, okay? And they're all in DJ Automatic's glove compartment.
Thanks.
Anthony A. National Day.
All right, let's go ahead and start with something that is not nutritious, but dear to my heart. National Quesadilla Day.
Oh.
Do we know the history of the quesadilla?
Nah, I don't know anything about
tortilla cheese and genius.
I'm going to look it up. It's Hispanic Heritage Month. Yeah, I'll give you all the tea later on. Okay, don't move.
It's a Latino grilled cheese. That's what we're going to go with
right now,
dude.
Don't think there's much history to it.
I love the quesadilla.
There's always history, like the nacho. You know, I'm going to look up quesadilla.
Hey,
Stand by.
The last Wednesday in September is known as National Women's Health and Fitness Day.
Such a big
deal. All that coffee creamer ain't helping, Dana.
It's not. It's full of sugar.
Yeah. Let's go to wrap it up on National One Hit Wonder Day.
Oh, this is something really fun. Immediately, as soon as you said it, I thought of this song. And I don't care who you are. You could love country music. You could love hip-hop music. You could love rock music. That song, when it comes on, everybody at the party goes crazy.
I'll never forget, dog. That reminds me of my dad breaking up with his girlfriend.
Oh, no!
Bouncing back on the streets, riding off in his Harley. Oh, it's fire.
You played that Return of the Mac.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Jonathan Meyer is a Dutch man who donated sperm to families all over the world and fathered approximately 1,000 children that we know of. That's what today's Crazy Crimes of Passion is about. Now, there really are no laws about donating sperm.
Yeah, that's...
Well, now we had to go to court, though, Anthony, because he deceived the families. So
that's the crime.
The crime is that he started in his small town where he's from, and he told every parent who couldn't have children, I'm only doing two or three. When in reality, if you live in a small town and you're fathering 200, 300 children from that area, chances that they're going to meet in school, possibly fall in love.
Well, there's a lot of chances for incest.
Thank you, DJ Automatic.
That's crazy.
So the reason that they started to find out is because one mom whose child was going to a school met her daughter's teacher and they started to discuss how they became parents. And they each found out that it was this man who fathered their children.
And then the same kids age. Walk in and it just looked just alike. That's
and
crazy.
And not only that, Anthony, they started to develop feelings for one another in a more powerful way than normal.
Oh, yeah.
There's this connection.
Because they're brothers and sisters.
Yeah,
yes.
Babies.
Yes. And in fact, one of the parents said, my daughter asked me, can I be so-and-so's girlfriend? You know, they're little. They're 5, 6 years old. And she said, oh, absolutely not. You're related to so-and-so. And that's when families started to do some serious investigating. Now, Myers was convicted in a Dutch court of law. He's not allowed to donate sperm in that town. But he's not restricted anywhere else.
I saw that he went to Spain and to Africa to donate more sperm. This guy is trying to like populate the world.
Automatic is kind of weird. Now, he appeared on the Loose Women TV show in the UK, and they asked Jonathan Meyer, how many kids do you have?
550.
It's very specific. Do you have records?
Yes, I do.
So he says 550. Sir, I don't believe anything you say because you've been lying. And then they go on to ask, do you consider yourself a dad or what are you?
I'm a sperm donor.
So you don't have relationships with these children?
Well, I'm a sperm donor, known donor plus. I do meet with 75% of the recipients and their children, but it's not really, of course, a father. That is more like an uncle.
So he does have a relationship somewhat with some of the children. He thinks he's like an uncle, right?
This guy has some kind of like God complex.
He does, he does. And then they ask him, how do you justify fathering so many children and not telling the couples how many you actually have?
I provided them an excellent service as a donor, best service that they could get. I did not charge any money like the clinic. I gave them fresh sperm. I came to their house. I delivered at their door.
He's a narcissist.
Oh, well, yeah.
The man is a narcissist.
Yeah, that's wild, dog. That's crazy. How do you have him in kids?
I mean, he was trying to discover like immortality, and here it is. He forever is going to be a part of this world because he's fathered so many children.
One of the things that I got most weirded out by, of course, the story's weird, but he also offered to have real sexy time with some of these people because he said the sperm would take better, and some women complied.
Wow.
They thought this was the only way for them to get pregnant. So I think the man should be arrested, in my opinion, not just face these charges of not being able to donate in
that
town.
Yeah, of course. Once you start like mixing up families, like lineage and stuff like that, definitely. Like if you're a serial sperm bank depositor,
yeah, I mean, arrested. In all reality, it's just reckless. Everything he's doing,
he really is,
reckless.
A serial spammer.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
877-730-DCS1. We are about to play Who's Lying here on the Dana Cortez Show. Hi, is this Jasmine?
This is.
Girl, you ready to play Who's Lying? Let's do this, why Jasmine. Let's go. Woo! I really want you to win. Whenever we play,
I really want to win.
She's like, I really want to win, Dana. Okay, so obviously we want to be your favorite number one morning show. So each of us will go around the room and tell you a little bit about ourselves. It's all about developing relationships, right? Someone, right. Jasmine, is telling a lie. If you figure out who it is, you win DCS merch. I go first. My name is Dana Cortez. And if you listen to the show, you know that Automatic and I are married, and I cook almost every day for my family. Anthony is our best friend, and he comes over every Sunday, and he takes a plate that's way too big home every Sunday. You know, I do tacos, enchiladas. I might cook a roast or a brisket, but that's something that we do, and it's been a tradition now for probably like 5 or 6 years.
DJ Automatic here. So my dad was actually the cook at my house. My mom didn't enjoy it, and to be honest, she's not a great cook. So she admits that herself. Okay,
always.
She admits that herself. So marrying Dana was like a big change for me, since you know she makes all these meals and she's really invested into her cooking.
A whole new world, as they say, right, DJ Automatic?
Just like Jasmine.
Yo, what's up, Anthony A? And I'm not the best cook, but I am a very self-sufficient man. And recently, I've been on a health journey and I've lost 12 pounds due to my healthy eating habits. Now,
congratulations! I swear, I've noticed that, Anthony.
Yeah, cutting down on the big backness.
Yeah, I love it. We all have big backs in the studio. All right, Jasmine, if you guess correctly, who's lying? You win the DCS merch. Who's lying?
Dana, I think it's you.
You're right. You're right.
Dana's been promising Anthony food for 5 years.
She's never done it, dude. And here's the tricky part that I know exposed the lie is because I couldn't agree with you. I didn't want to be like an accomplice in the lie. I don't know if I was like breaking the rules, you know? So
you pretty much gave Jasmine a game.
Yeah,
That's all right, though.
You know, hey, Jasmine's a winner, dog.
And I have promised Anthony, along with other people in the studio, tacos and enchiladas.
Yes, dude.
And I've never come through. I'm going to do it, Anthony. Dog, I'm going to do it. I promise, okay? Jasmine, do you cook at your house or do you guys eat out?
My husband does all the cooking. He's an amazing cook. I have married a Latino man and he cooks wonderfully for me.
Ooh, that just sounds good.
See, it's like kind of like my parents' situation. Are you a bad cook too, Jasmine?
I can't cook. It's more of like a chore to me, unfortunately, and so I don't really find too much pleasure in it.
She doesn't enjoy cooking. I love to cook for my family and then complain about cooking. I'm a Latina mom, so anyway.
Jasmine, what's your husband's favorite dish that he makes for you?
Chile verde.
Oh, very nice.
I can rock some chile verde. I put little papitas in there too, girl.
Maybe we should have a little competition.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, Jasmine.
Thank you so much, Mama, for listening. We're going to be mailing you out some DCS merch. I appreciate you and everybody else playing along. Look, if you want to be next week's contestant, call now 877-730-DCS1. Call or text, and you could be playing Who's Lying. We love you, Mama. Woo!
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
We all know Jamie Foxx had a recent scare that landed him in a hospital for months and months and months. So why was he crying openly just recently? Let's talk about it. But first, Anthony, A, celebrity birthdays.
All right. We have Rosalia celebrating her birthday. Teddy Swim, T.I., Childish Gambino, and Will Smith also celebrating his birthday.
Jamie Foxx in tears, not hiding his emotions at all as he walked his daughter down the aisle to get married.
Oh,
it was such a beautiful moment. You know, he's really close to all of his children. He talks about them all the time and how much he loves them. I think it's different, though, because of what he just went through.
Of course.
The fact that he's there to participate.
He got the heart attack last year, right?
We don't really know, Anthony. You're the comedian. We're trying to get the tea from you. He says he won't reveal what happened until he's in front of an audience.
Mm.
I think he wants a comedy special. I think he wants that Netflix, you know, or Prime Jeff Bezos check.
Yeah, either way, though, I just want him around. And salute to any time a father is able to see their daughter get married. I think that's a big deal,
yes.
And it's always cool. My mom's second marriage to my stepdad, I walked her down the aisle.
Oh, did you cry, Anthony?
No, I didn't even know what was going on. I was in the back because I couldn't eat yet. It was like a big old
scenario. So you were little. Were you little?
Yeah, I was like 10. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
Real Latino stuff, bro. Yeah.
What I want to hear is Jamie's take on what Jerry Jones said to him recently about all the different players.
Can you expand on that, Automatic?
I'll play the audio.
5-9-2-10. 4-4-1. Okay.
3-inch head. 8.5-inch.
Why is Jerry Jones worried about the size of a man's junk?
Yeah.
Instead of getting out of the way of coaches and players and just letting the Dallas Cowboys win the Super Bowl like they are this season.
Well, that's, I mean, they lost their last game and now I know why, because Jerry's mind's on meat.
On all the wrong things.
Yeah.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Well, today's What the What story is pretty crazy. Ned Tomey, known as Uncle Ned on his block, opened a door to find his neighbor, Donald Pierce, butt naked, holding a brick, and then the man started beating the 86-year-old Uncle Ned.
Oh.
Luckily for Uncle Ned, last year he adopted a pit bull named Kane, and a pity wasn't having it. He's like, As the crazy neighbor is beating Uncle Ned, Kane grabbed him, put a pity pounding on him, and held him down till police arrived. Give me some cheers for that little pity right there. How scary. So Uncle Ned was bleeding and bruised, but he survived. Here he is at the hospital.
What a good boy, huh? You saved my life.
You can hear Kane. Damn. Think about this. If he hadn't had that dog, I don't know what would have happened.
Okay, listen, I'm not here saying here I'm rooting for the criminal here, but I'm afraid to do anything naked. And, you know, this guy has the confidence to go out there and just run around the neighborhood.
It's like the worst nightmare ever to be naked and attacked by a pit bull.
I'm just thinking he's lucky Kane didn't grab something.
I thought he was going to go for his pit bull
and bite
pits,
that
dude.
Off, man. That would have been crazy.
All right, from dogs to cats. So there's a couple, and they're taking a trip to Yellowstone National Park. They decided to take their cat with them.
Why?
The cat got spooked and ran out of the car.
Oh, no.
And got lost at Yellowstone. So they put out treats. They were trying to lure him back. They couldn't find this cat that goes by the name of Rainbow.
Yeah.
How sad.
Where was Rainbow? John Dutton's ranch?
Rainbow was missing for 60 days, and then it showed up 900 miles later at their house.
You're kidding!
No. The cat found its way home.
900 miles, 9 lives, I'm going home.
I think what I can't understand is why you take a cat to Yellowstone Park in the first place.
I was questioning that, but then again, they named their cat Rainbow, which is weird. That cat is fluid.
Yeah, brother, if you get canceled for anything, may it be misgendering a cat. That's, you know, yeah, that's crazy.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Got some late night munchies. One of the biggest fast food spots in the country is adding something to their menu. Let's discuss in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. It's Wednesday. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Organic Hot Cheeto.
I kind of been doing this little countdown to the election. 40 days, okay? 40 days until the election. I want to do this because I think it's very important. Yesterday, I tried to get my mail-in ballot online, and the website said I didn't exist. kept doing it over and over again. In a lot of states, rules have changed, and in some, it may be more difficult for you to vote. I started thinking to myself, what if I was somebody who had to go to a library because I didn't have Wi-Fi? What if I'm an elderly person? What if there's a million questions? What if there's a language barrier, whatever the case may be? So I ended up calling and I stayed on hold forever, and I am getting my mail-in ballot. But that to me is a huge red flag, because I'm okay with technology. There's people who aren't.
Yeah.
Please get registered. Call if you need a mail-in ballot, or go online. You have issues. Don't hang up till you get them resolved. Go to vote.org.
And you ask, why don't we just vote in person? We travel a lot and we might not be here election day. So we're going to vote no matter what.
Well, now I'm worried about my vote getting counted. Now I've got all the conspiracy theories going in my head. But anyway, get registered now. Food News DJ Automatic.
Jack in the Box is dropping a new ramen and chicken strip combo to their Munchies menu.
Okay, it makes sense since you said Munchies menu, because if it's late and you need something to eat, I've eaten some crazy things. I remember going to the convenience store and I would buy a whole giant bag of Doritos, and then I would make my way to the hot dog area of said convenience store, and I would fill it with the cheese that oozes out of the big pump, pump the chili, the cheese, put jalapenos all over it. I would eat the whole bag before I passed out.
You're going three, a mouthful four of jalapenos?
This must be prime Big Dana days.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I don't think I've ever seen this little concoction.
And pass out full of carbs, just loving my body, just in a fetal position.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? But anyway, National Day, Anthony.
On that note, it's National Women's Health and Fitness Day. Yeah, that's crazy.
Don't
reminder.
Dana's food tips here.
Yeah. I don't do that anymore, okay? And after 30, don't ever do it ever.
Nah, don't do that at all, bro. And we also have National One Hit Wonder Day.
Oh, this is such a good one. I think everybody has a favorite One Hit Wonder. I love Return of the Mac. What's yours? 877-730-DCS1. Call or text.
And let's wrap it up on National Quesadilla Day. Yes! Boy, I love a quesadilla.
I did extensive research on the quesadilla because it's Hispanic Heritage Month, and I expected that it was invented recently. You know, the Aztecs and the Mayans were making quesadillas way before the Spanish got here. I had no idea.
That doesn't shock me because it's not a very complex meal.
Nope.
You're right. It's a tortilla, some meat, and some chile.
That belongs on the Munchies menu.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck's house sold, but then the buyers pulled out. Does this have anything to do with the couple maybe getting back together? Let's discuss. But first, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have Rosalia celebrating her birthday. Teddy Swim, T.I., Donald Glover, and Will Smith. Donald Glover, also Childish Gambino, if you didn't know.
All right, so Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck put their mansion up for sale, and they had some people say, hey, we want it, $68 million.
Dang.
The buyers backed out, though, because they had a death in the family. They're still interested, but obviously they have to take care of other things. Now, this is all happening during the Diddy revelations, and I heard from an inside source that the reason Ben and Jen split 20 years ago is because of the Diddy and Shine club shooting. For those who don't know, Jennifer Lopez was there. Shine took the rap. Anyway, now he's saying Diddy's a bad person. It was him, blah, blah, blah. And that Ben couldn't be around that.
Oh.
Now, 20 years later, they get back together. Do you, Automatic and Anthony, remember Diddy posting a photo of Jennifer Lopez and Ben and captioning it? And this was on his main timeline on Instagram. The caption read, girl, you look good. Call me.
Take that.
So it's all starting to make sense that maybe Ben and Diddy had like some type of altercation back in the day. Also, the fact that Jennifer Lopez stayed mum on what really went down in the club. But here I am to tell you, I believe she was also a victim of Diddy's violent ways. You know, people were at movie production places where she was working, watching her because Diddy was hiring them. Who knows what was going on? And as soon as that court case was done, she left.
Do you think this could be the reason why Ben and J-Lo split again, is because Ben doesn't want to be tied to any of this stuff again?
Ben's a pretty big simp dog and a sissy boy. So like, the fact that I think he would, I think this would be enough to break up the situation. Look, if I was dating J-Lo and I knew that she didn't snitch on Diddy, at least I know she doesn't snitch. That's a plus side.
So you're like, I would stay with her.
Yeah, I would stay with J-Lo through this, bro. Come on, baby. Yo, give me a call. What's up?
But who knows how much J-Lo knows and what's going to come back on her?
I want to know.
Well, who cares? If you love somebody, you love them. The past doesn't matter.
Yes, listen to
who
what I'm
cares?
Saying,
Who cares? It was 20 years ago.
If it includes going to prison, it might matter.
Maybe.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Way earlier, we were talking about this habit. I don't know if it's a habit or it's an addiction, but I hoard coffee creamer. Especially this time of year, because during the fall, they release the best flavors. And they're only available for a limited time. People go to the store, buy them up, charge you 10 times more money on eBay. So I go in early, buy all the Abuelita chocolate, all of the brown butter chocolate chip cookie flavor, all of it. And it led me to... What, Anthony?
Do you throw the containers away after you finish
Absolutely.
Them? Okay, because then if not, I think that would be hoarding. But right now, I think coffee creamer is your vice.
It's her addiction.
When people say it's
Dana drink... And she's trying to justify her addiction right here.
It's okay. It's all right. We all
automatic.
Have
you're the one that brought the Abuelita chocolate home.
Oh. Because I know my wife and I know what you like.
Well, then you're the enabler. You're the worst. Yeah. You're, what are you doing?
And one of the things that I was going to say to you, Automatic, you love to complain about the things that you also like. Here's something about you that gets on my nerves. It's not going to harm anybody, but it's annoying. He constantly chews with his mouth wide open.
Normal.
No, it's not.
Automatic, so I mean, don't judge you.
Oh, you should blame my mom for that, okay? She didn't teach me any better.
You two together, I don't even want to be around it.
Ew.
I can't even imagine. Why do you do that? Close your mouth.
It tastes better. I've already told you that when the air hits the food in my mouth, it gives it more flavor.
I'm really just with gum. When I'm chewing food, I'm not a big chomper, but with gum, I get going, dog.
Here's something else. You know, we have this new home that we worked so hard to get, and I'm very proud of it. He leaves his foot pads. He has to wear these foot pads in his shoes because his arches are really high. All over the house. And if anybody comes over...
That doesn't hurt anyone.
The foot pads are everywhere to greet you. And they don't smell so fresh either.
Oh.
And he says, these foot pads stink. I'm like, no, sir, that's your feet.
So now your house just smells of like coffee creamer and foot pads?
Yes.
Whoa, God.
And I bought this beautiful entry table. When you walk in, it looks like a normal table, but it holds shoes.
Ooh.
And he won't put the shoes in there. His big boat's right there in the hallway.
If you go look at it, you'll find my shoes in there.
Because I put them there.
No, I put them there.
Oh, that's
DJ Automatic, let's get to it right now. Dana Cortez aired you out. Is there something, a habit that Dana does that annoys you, my friend?
I mean, can we say breathe?
Oh, no. That's not. Come on, dude. You're supposed to say nothing. I threw you a lob.
You know what's funny?
Or maybe it's her snoring. Let me double down on her snoring.
She wears
a retainer now, and she snores like a bear.
I thought you were going to say something nice.
No, I'm not going to say. You know, after she just roasted me like that, you think I'm going to be nice?
You know,
everybody listening knows we're definitely in love and never divorcing.
Nope.
There's some couple talk right here.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.